This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off using the link below. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 70% off, plus get 1 month free with code MMANUTS. Bohr Somatic, get crash-free coffee. Save 10% off with code MMA50. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey, fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 522.
522.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Grant, that's my show. My fans for fans. We walked alive into it. Serious. And ridiculous.
Oh, man. You know, cheers to you, sir.
Hey, cheers right back at you.
Two sheets to the wind over here, apparently.
Nah, so, not at all.
Where does that expression even come from?
good question. I don't know. How many sheets to wind is it?
Two or three. I don't know. It's two or three. I can't remember.
Two, three, whatever, you know.
Oh, man.
I should stick to the coffee.
Yeah, you got that. Is that orange? An orange cup? It looks very colorful.
Yeah, I've got all the colors. I like the blue, the orange, the green, and the red. It's very colorful.
So, Matt.
Yes.
We had a UFC this weekend. Should we talk about this?
Sure. What do you think the buy rate was? I haven't seen any numbers yet, but.
Well, I have a question. Does the buy rate count? When it's not the night of the event, like if it's a couple of days, or is it only on the night of the event?
I don't know how they measure that shit, because if people are still buying it, you got to count total. It's got to be total sales, not just night of the fucking thing.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say 525.
Yeah, that's right where I'm at. I would say 500. You know, you had on paper a decent card, but could have been better with all the shit that got taken off of this and moved, but still decent. You want to just start with the main event?
Yes. Charles Oliveira versus the Michael Chandler.
Yes.
Boy. Let me just say that I think it's the hair, Matt.
The blonde hair?
I think that's it. I think he shouldn't change it. It's the hair.
He's undefeated since he's got blonde hair, right?
I think so.
He's got like a million fight something. Win streak. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he almost got finished in the first round too, though.
Well, there was a lot of action. That first round was ridiculous pace. I mean, and then, you know, things just didn't quite go Chandler's way. But what did you think, like, as far as the striking goes? Like, I felt like Chandler was kind of holding his own for a minute, but
yeah, he was very hooky. And not so well. I mean, he's got to like get low and come in and kind of fucking hook up. But I want to give credit just to both guys just throwing caution to the wind, because there is the case of you got two guys who are hungry, who both want the fucking title and are going to do whatever they can in their power to make it happen. Mm-hmm. Like Chandler didn't even give a fuck about being on the ground and on top with Charles on bottom. He's like, I don't give a fuck about your jujitsu. It wasn't even the jujitsu that got him. It would ended up being, I think, a left hook in like the second round.
Inside left hook, yeah, like right on the button. I mean, just, man.
Yeah. And he's just like, king. And, you know, after that fight, you see him, he jumps the cage and he gets blood on the commentator's notes, and then he goes over, hugs Dana White, gets blood on Dana White's head. Yeah. Like, that can't be sanitary. You don't want fucking fighter blood on everybody. And and then he jumped into the crowd and was like hugging people in the crowd.
Oh yeah, he was super excited.
Give a little blood on you, a little hit for you, a little hit for me. Yeah. You know, whatever. But I mean, not surprising, and kudos to him. I think that's what we both wanted to have happen. I picked Chandler just as I didn't want to jinx.
Not to jinx the man. Yes. Well, the one thing, Oliveira striking so good. I think Rogan even commentated that when he threw that hook, the right hand was always here. So It's like a lot of guys throw hooks or whatever and their other hand drops, but his
technique. Chandler does that. Chandler was solid. Wild, but yeah.
Super wild. We're
a lot of power.
Crisp and very technical. And I think well-deserved, victory here for him. So what do you think should be next for these guys? Or Oliveira anyways?
Well, I kind of think it should be Gaethje next for Oliveira. Because you have the only other two that could possibly be out there are Poirier and McGregor. And they're going to do their stupid trilogy fight. So there's no sense waiting around. Like, let Oliveira and Gaethje fight that one out. That's a tough fight. Gaethje could leg kick you, could go either way. And if he fights patient and better than he did against Nurmagomedov. I mean, I think that Nurmagomedov fight was just an anomaly because it didn't seem like Gaethje was prepared for that one. So that's where I'm leaning. I would rather see like a Gaethje next. And I think he's probably ranked the highest out of who's available.
Yeah, he's number five, I think. But, you know, I also like
Gaethje. I think he's like two. Like he's ranked two, Gaethje.
Oh, two, then Poirier, then McGregor?
Yeah, I think it goes Poirier, Gaethje, McGregor. I mean, I could probably look it up. I only have a computer right in front of me.
That's okay. I mean, because I was going to say, I kind of like the Gaethje versus Chandler matchup, potentially, and Oliveira fighting the winner of Poirier versus McGregor also.
Yeah, I can see that. I just don't like having Chandler fight Gaethje because I feel like Chandler will beat Gaethje. I don't want that matchup.
Okay, personally motivated. I
yeah.
See. Okay.
So Chandler, I might even say give him loser of McGregor versus Poirier, but it's tough. I mean, there's so many fights that you can match with all these guys, and then you know the one last thing before we get out of this fight is, did you see Murgliata? He was given the hand raise, and you know this is what happens. He takes it to the balls.
Oh no!
You got the belt whip to the balls here. Hickey! I'm so sorry. I'm so happy.
You didn't even notice. He was so cryy after. He was like a very emotional guy.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Good for him though. I mean, that's well deserved. Mm-hmm. And then you have anything else for that fight, or you want to move to the next one?
No, we can move. Go for it.
Yeah, Tony Ferguson versus Beneil Dariush.
Oh man, Dariush. This fight, it was hard to watch, let me just say, because after the initial exchange for a few minutes, it was pretty much all Dariush and on top of Ferguson. Like it just didn't I don't know. Tony does not look like the guy that I remember.
I want to say he almost looks like he's sick. And I don't know if that's age or just multiple beatings, but I mean, it wasn't even close. He just got manhandled for three rounds, had a Darce, but didn't look like it looked more that he was just wasting his energy on it than actually being able to finish with that. Mm-hmm. But he looked old and too many wars. And how about the heel hook in the second round?
Oh, nasty. Yeah.
And Dariush said he heard all sorts of stuff popping, and Ferguson had no intention on tapping out. He's just like, fuck it, I'll grimace a little bit, but that's normal for me. This is a day in the office. I don't give a fuck. And then you could see, I think they were even commenting on it on the third round, like he was having mobility issues because something's ripped in that fucking in his left knee, I believe. So it's just weird because he was right there, you know, interim champ, trips over a cord, fucks his knee up or something, and then it's like Gaethje, Oliveira, and Dariush, and he just got fucking destroyed. And some people are even saying maybe it's just a beatdown that Gaethje put on him that just fucking aged him, you know. Plus he's 37 too. And what was it, Dean Thomas saying, well, he thought part of his problem was that he didn't work on fundamentals and he's relying on athleticism and just being unique. And at some point your body cannot do all that fucking crazy shit anymore. So now you don't have the fundamentals down and you can't rely on that other shit. So now you're fucked. You're basically fucked, especially when he's on bottom now. He's getting crumpled.
Yes. Regularly crumpled. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately though, for Dariush, like if this guy wants to fight anytime soon, the top four guys are all busy. So
yeah, and he claims, I think Ferguson was at 5, and I want to say Dariush was 8 or 9, so he's going to take that number 5 spot. And I don't know if you saw him. He was on the Embedded show, and he made this comment to his pregnant wife. He said she hasn't done any hard work yet because all she does is sit around and eat. I'm like, oh, that's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it pays off for him. That's the polar opposite of Carla's Condit back in the day. I can remember. Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
Those are the things you can think, but you don't say. So
we know who wears the pants in that really. Oh,
for sure. She just took it like, he's right. Like, oh my god, I don't know how many ladies would just sit there and take that. Like, oh. So good on him. But it's tough to say, like, what do you do for Dariush then?
I mean, the only Rafael Dos Anjos is, I think he's,
yeah, he's 8, in there.
7, 9, something like
he's
that.
He's right in there. He might be 6 or 7.
Okay.
He's right in the mix.
The only thing I can think of.
Or maybe a Chandler. I mean, that's not going to hurt my feelings either. And then what do you do for Ferguson? He's got to, I just say the caveat is he's got to go way down in competition level.
He's got to fight like a 15 or 13 or something. Or you might have to cut him. I don't know.
I'd probably give him one more fight. Yeah, because fucking crowd loved him, man. They're booing Dariush because,
yeah.
Like, fuck you, we love Tony. I might even put him up against like a Paul Felder. I think Felder is 9 or 10.
Okay.
But I don't even know if Felder's fighting anymore or not. He was on that, I'm retired, I'm not, and
they're all, hey, it's all about the dollars.
Yeah.
Dollar bills, y'all.
It's tough. Ferguson's in a tough position now because right as he's, you know, challenging for the title, and now he's out. He's not even, that title is gone for him. No way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's move along.
How can we talk about one more?
Yeah. Okay. Edson Barboza. Shane Burgos.
This is probably the fight of the year so far. I think this thing
was a lot of punishment in this one.
Crazy,
man.
Crazy punishment. I mean, they're knocking the shit out of each other for like almost 3 rounds. What did you think about it?
Well, I like that knockout. So Edson hits him with the shot, and then 5 seconds later, Shane. It's like his brain just said, motherfucker, you were supposed to be knocked out on that shot. We got to shut it down. We're shutting it down now. And the scary thing is, those are the kind of shots that I think people die on, where it's like, it almost looked like you had an aneurysm or something, right? Like, you got fucking hit really hard and you're still there. And then all of a sudden you're like, I'm dead.
Yep.
So looks like he's going to be okay, but like a scary way to see someone get knocked out. I'd rather you just get fucking, you know, boarded up, stiff-toed and down versus that weird delay. KO. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a tough one. Well, he looked like he was out on his feet, and then the momentum had just kept them moving forward for a second. And then slowly it started to swing back like a pendulum. And when he tried to, it was like, there were no legs. He just,
yeah, his eyes were there. Like he was still in it for a little bit, like 3 seconds of that. And then you could see like his eyes just went out. I'm like, oh man, what the fuck? This is weird. I don't like this kind of scary knockout, but
no,
hell of a fight, man. He was taking monster shots. I think that was just the accumulation of the shots. And, mm-hmm. and I think the commentators were saying too, it almost looked like he had just taken that liver shot, but to the face, as far as the delay to the knockout, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
Super weird.
And then the only other fight I want to mention is the Andre Muniz subs Jacare and he fucking snaps Jacare's arm, and you can hear it, and it sounds like a fucking piece of celery or maybe a bunch of celery just going kuck. And ouch. Jacare doesn't care. He's just like, huh, man, fucking broke my arm. I'm happy.
He's happy as a clam.
Yeah. He showed way less emotion than Tony Ferguson. You know, Ferguson was grimacing up and down.
Yeah.
That heel hook was in.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking, it's weird. And it's weird to see Jacare getting submitted and his arm broken. Kind of like, you know, Nogueira, right?
Didn't want to tap. Didn't want to.
Like Frank Mir fucking him up.
Looks Nogueira looked at it. He was like, you break it. And then Frank's like,
I don't care. That's like Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
He's like, I will break your arm or whatever the accent is.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it.
Haven't seen that movie in a while. That's a good one.
It's usually on, but it's always see a lot of the good movies seem to be on the bullshit channels where you're not getting any swearing and you're getting a million commercial breaks and it's not on the actual movie channels anymore.
Yeah. Well, if I see a movie that I like that, I try to go on like Prime and see if it's available free. So I can actually, I'm like, I don't want to deal with the 92.
No, I'm with you. I'll actually buy it or rent it in HD. Like if I'm flipping through, I'm like, oh, this is cool. And I watch like 5 minutes and then I'm like, fuck this. I'll just pay. I can afford $4 to rent the movie these days. So yeah, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for UFC 262?
Nothing.
And the only other fight that I want to mention that's coming up this weekend, Bellator, you have the Cyborg versus Leslie Smith 2. So I will give you a gratuitous Cyborg picture. This is from, I don't know, Fight Magazine.
Do I see any camel action happening here?
I think that's a full bush.
You definitely have the thigh gap going, so that's nice.
Yeah, she just looks to be in phenomenal shape.
Mm-hmm.
Hot as fuck. I dream of genie vibes right there. So I don't know why they're making that fight. It should not even be competitive.
No.
Again. But
nothing ever is when it comes to Cyborg, is it?
No, especially not in the other organizations.
Mm-hmm. But well, again, but the fight she lost wasn't competitive either.
So, which one?
What's her name?
Amanda Nunes?
Yeah, Nunes, yeah.
Oh, she had Amanda rocked. She was 2 seconds away from KOing Nunes.
Okay.
She just happened to get clipped on the way in.
Sure.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah. And God damn you if you don't believe that. So what else is happening out there?
Well, Matt, I have one shocking news story.
What?
Anthony Rumble Johnson arrested for identity theft. And did you hear about
that? I mean, here's the difference between Eagles news stories and mine. I see that shit and I ignore it. Because I don't like bad stuff.
I don't like bad
you're,
stuff either.
You're but correct.
I have to bring the news, Matt. This is our responsibility. But it doesn't sound terrible. I don't really understand exactly what happened. Apparently, he had someone else's credit card and booked a flight, and they called, and he was arrested for that. So for the illegal use of a credit card from flying from Florida to New Jersey.
Well, luckily, I think it was a smaller thing.
Under 500,
yeah,
which was,
so
okay.
It's all right. You'll
small
be okay.
Claims court. Small
yeah, yeah.
Claims court.
You'll be okay. But I mean, he's got a checkered past. This isn't the first time he's been arrested.
No.
So we'll just leave it at that.
I have one. I don't.
That's yeah, go ahead.
If you want, Conor McGregor makes history by topping Forbes' list for world's highest paid athlete.
Now, can you open that article? Because I tried to pull open that list and I could not.
Nope.
Open it. It was like you have ad blocker enabled.
I could not pull it up either. I had to take a screenshot.
Okay. Because I was curious. I'm imagining it's all soccer players. It's Conor McGregor,
Ronaldo,
soccer players,
Ronaldo's
and
number
one
two.
Boxer.
If you look it up, you can find a video of McGregor and Aldo talking. I think when he was coaching like Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
McGregor told Ronaldo.
Whoever the soccer player is.
Christian Ronaldo. that he was going to beat him. He's going to be the highest paid athlete at some point. You just watch and wait. And that was like 4 years ago or something.
That's crazy.
I don't know. The man has a horseshoe up his ass, Matt. We need some of this energy. If he can just channel it our way, it's all good.
Yeah. Like this kind of energy.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's terrible.
Like, why would you do this? If you're going to get a man tattooed on you, why do you get sleepy, McGregor?
I don't know.
It's so sleepy.
Somebody has too much free time.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's permanent too. I mean, come on.
You're permanently going to humiliate the guy.
And yourself.
Right. That's not going to age.
We need to make our own whiskey, man. That's what we need to do.
Well, you got to be super popular. All these guys, that's all they do is fucking, you're popular, you make a whiskey and or tequila, and then they sell it for like $1 billion and reap in all the profits.
Mm-hmm. Apparently being famous gets other men drinking. Your fame makes other men drink.
Something like that. I get that. Let's do some tweet of the week action. So this one's a little long. So apparently Diego Sanchez has an OnlyFans account.
I'm scared. Okay.
Here we go. Here's a thread of Diego Sanchez titles for his OnlyFans. This is from Elliot. Come click to see some power and a little sexiness in action. Gotta keep it tight and right. You know what I mean? Are you ready to see this hot action? Channeling my inner, there you heard me, my inner panther. This cat is ready to pounce on you. Oh my God.
Did you buy any of these?
Not yet. I can't even see this one. Give me a stick and I'll show you what I could do with it. Winky smiley face. Like, what? Oh, dang. Who's that sexy guy? You ready to see? $4.99.
This one's more. Okay.
Yeah, that might be some real action.
More nudity going on.
But I mean, you get the point. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know how that works. Are you paying per post then? Jesus Christ. How the shit does this guy have?
What do you mean, are you paying per post?
Like, it's saying, okay, this one is $3.99. Like, am I paying $3.99 to see this? Or do I get access for $3.99 for the month? I don't understand.
I don't think it's monthly.
I'm not paying.
It's like it's per like picture set or something, whatever weird shit. You should order something and post it like ASAP just to see. put it live on the show. Let's reveal.
No. They post it on the underground. Like Paige Van Zandt has her fans only or her own website. And there's a thread on there that she just keeps getting racier and racier. And I might as well just skip forward to something else in here. Let's go to Valerie Loretta while we're on the topic. So when you talk about racy photos, so, you know, here we go. Here's her. She's just hanging out at the pool. I do believe I see butthole on this picture.
Nice.
So, you know, if you're a woman and a fighter, you should be using your body to its fullest extent.
I agree.
Let's do another tweet of the week. This one is Barstool Sports. We got the, I'm guessing this is a Chicago fan. I'm here for the gangbang, Ingo. Chicago Cubs!
Okay.
I don't know. I think she cleans up afterwards. I don't believe she's in it. I don't know. She may be what you call the fluffer. Not up on all the terms. She's the one that gets them all ready. I don't know. That just doesn't look right. I don't want to say special needs, but moving right along. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Let's look at the LFC. So apparently LFC is back in action.
Okay.
I like sharing stuff that they post. So here's the new one. Should this be allowed, right? Is that legal?
Totally legal.
You can just sit on someone's face.
What's happening with the girl on the bottom? There's like white things sticking out.
I don't know. I feel like there was a pad that's turned the wrong direction. But if you're grappling or you're doing MMA, should you be wearing that? Probably not. But apparently you could just sit on someone's face.
Have a six pack in one of the, in the first picture. I think that was Photoshopped on.
Yeah, I think so. And this guy's enjoying the action. This guy is appalled.
He's like, oh, what is happening right now?
Like, I need a breath of fresh air, man. It's a lot of ass. Like, it's all good, man. LFC, where you at? I think I'm going to contact them. I feel like we need to be doing some...
Sponsored by them? Something. Can they fly us out?
Yeah, fine.
The cage side? I want to be those guys.
That you... Yeah, why not? At least one time. Come on, we're mask-free now, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. You might want to wear a mask. I don't know. I feel
an
like
ass, an be... ass mask. I'll wear one of those.
Yes. I feel like there's going to be some smells coming from that general direction.
It's all right.
It's all good. And no ass to nuts this week. I dropped the ball on that. That's my fault.
I have questions for you, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Questions. Would you rather swim in a pool full of Nutella or a pool full of maple syrup?
Maple syrup. Nutella is gross as fuck. I'll be eating syrup. And having it eaten off of me. I know people.
Okay. I'm torn. I think I would take the Nutella.
Why?
Because it's chocolate and it's delicious. And I feel maple syrup would be boring.
I feel like I could swim faster in maple syrup.
You wouldn't even... I think you would just be stuck on top of the Nutella. It's like pretty solid, like butter. You just jump in flat. Have a pause or a rewind. Would you rather have a pause or a rewind button in your life?
Rewind. Sometimes you want to do things again.
Yeah.
Twice, three times.
I'm just gonna stay in this moment for a while.
Yep. I'm gonna do it again.
Let me find one more. Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
like wow, to whack it off. Like this guy whacks off daily. Is that bad? It's good. Some would say good.
That's all I got.
I'd probably take the tattoos just to fuck with people.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and go with the color of my skin. The tattoos is too dangerous.
It's aggressive.
Too dangerous.
It's very dangerous. How about a little fuck, marry, kill?
Right.
I feel like I'm blaspheming right now. Something's missing. Fuck, marry, kill, ladies and music, number one.
Okay.
Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, Christina Aguilera. Preface this. I don't know what they currently look like. I just found pictures that could make this competition intriguing.
All right.
So
let's say in their prime.
Potential prime, maybe a little past in some cases, but
Aguilera, I think, got pretty chunky, but
yeah, so I opted out of that one. So we'll start with Britney Spears here.
Mm-hmm. Not bad. Yeah.
I don't know what time frame, but okay.
Who cares?
Lady Gaga.
I'm a fan.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Christina Aguilera. That's from 2017.
I have a hard time unseeing the chunkiness. I know. I can't.
Because you know where that one's going.
I'm gonna have to kill her. I'm gonna marry Lady Gaga and bang Britney Spears.
We're in agreement on this one.
I think reverse anything other than that, I question your sanity because the first one is crazy.
Bad shit. But she, like, she shaved her head. That's how crazy. You got to respect that, though. I hear you.
It's just very crazy. So,
yeah. Crazy's fun as long as you're not married to it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Knowledge.
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't. Not this week.
I think I could share volume on this next one. So I don't know what the backstory is, but let's see this. Someone says Amanda Nunes out there getting some money. So here's a police officer just doing work.
Okay.
Like, I've never seen a police officer kick someone and then just full on blast some other lady. And then she's like kicking someone else. Like, I don't know why this other lady decided to like take a shot at her.
She after swung at the lady.
Yeah. So the lady hits the cop. Like he. So she came there and then she got blasted.
Oh, she did hit the cop. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
She did
I mean,
that.
Okay. I don't. Apparently, this isn't the United States of America. So you're throwing body kicks. Like, what the fuck are we doing? I don't know. So you got that one going out there. And then there's this one. I got to put some volume on this. I don't know what to make of this. Peter Yan posted this. He was trying to rip on Henry Cejudo. So I believe these are old men, but they are very small.
Jeez.
Like...
Like,
what's going on here?
Все будет в клетке, пацаны, пацаны.
Успокойся.
Говори.
Хазбула, Хазбула.
Давай, говори.
Хазбула, Хазбула, подожди. Хазбула.
Говори, говори.
Не-не-не.
Are they really old men? What is that big right now?
I don't know. Like, look at... I'll fuck you up, bitch. What's up?
Да, Russia?
I don't know. I believe that guy is 40. I could be wrong. Maybe they're just little kids. I don't know, but they seem too aggressive to be little kids. I don't know what the fuck's going on in Russia.
I don't understand what's happening. But that was really creepy. Whatever you just showed me, I'm traumatized.
I know. They both have their caps on. They're ready to go to war over there. I think that's the point I'm trying to make. Don't fuck with them Russians. They're hardcore. I sigh. I feel like that's it. I feel like the show is empty. I'm sorry, Rodrigo. I feel like I ruined the show. I'll get better. We'll be better next
Things
week.
Happen.
Yeah.
It's all good. That has been this week's edition of MA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.